Hey y'all, so this is the Young Black and Ballers podcast. I'm your host, Greg, and here are my co-host.
Hey, it's Chris, aka hey. Cash.
CJ, aka C-Jack City.
What up, y'all? It's Tony, aka the artist.
It's Q, aka Sober Q tonight.
No turn Q.
No turn Q.
So this is like a bonus episode this week. We do this every so often. We're actually going to talk about text etiquette because it needs to be discussed. Not a lot of people have it, but it's a necessity that everybody should.
So texting or etiquette?
Texting etiquette.
Oh, so people need to have text messages now. It's 2018.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
So should we start with like how to actually properly respond to text messages, or should we start at the red receipts? Because I feel like red.
Yeah, can I see what y'all think is bad etiquette? Because I mean, I feel like I might have terrible etiquette.
Me too. I think I do too. And I feel like I'm reaping what I sow. You know what I'm saying? And so it's
you
like,
it back.
But it's not.
Yeah,
like,
I'm oh, getting that shit. Be like, hold up.
I know I'm not trying to be mean. I'm never.
Yeah, I ain't even trying to either. Me neither. I'm not trying to be no bama, but it's like, damn, I don't respond on time. But I be mad as shit when she don't respond on time. You know what I'm saying?
Be a bama
too. You one of those crazy. Like, I used to be so mad at people when they didn't respond, and now I'm definitely one of the people that just don't respond. And I look dead ass at a text message. I look dead ass at a text message, and I would just be like, nope.
I feel like that's the simplest fighter version of how treating others how you want to be treated. That's the simple way of right there from texting. You
no,
can tell
that's
like,
not true, because some people I'll be like, hey, good morning. Mm-hmm. And it'll be hours, and then they'll say shit to me. I'm like, I'll never text you again. Ever.
Exactly.
Some people like to pretend they're busy though. And that's what it really is.
Oh, yeah,
people like
to pretend they're busy.
So
some
people probably just socially awkward. Some people probably just socially awkward and don't even know how to respond right. What do I say? Like, I forgot to say good morning. Say good morning back. Like,
do y'all respond to the emotion on Apple? I feel like once you send that, the comment.
No, that's it. That's usually the end of the conversation.
Like, okay, haha, bye.
Unless you question it. If you put a question mark, then you have to respond. Because then they're like trying to figure out, you know, what you're saying. But if you exclaim it or like it, or love it, maybe dislike, you might be able to give some extra, you know, something, but nah. Somebody says, ha-ha, that's it. Stop.
Well, I think a lot of people use the ha-ha even though they ain't really laughing. Same thing as LOL. I think they don't know, like, how to place the next
But one. I usually put the ha-ha and then put another thing after. Like, not just ha-ha.
You're really, you're really laughing when you use the emoji.
Yeah.
When you use the laughing emoji, that's when you're really laughing.
Like, oh, shit, that was funny.
You laughing like shit off
that.
No,
when I say laugh out loud, I really be laughing, though. I just want anybody to ever know. If you ever text Chris and I put laugh out loud, 9 times out of 10, I'm really laughing.
If I get an LOL and it's in all caps, then I know that whatever I said was just funny as shit.
Yeah.
So I should start using caps. Okay.
Yeah, LOL.
So
everybody's LOL.
Yeah, LOL cap. Because
I be laughing.
Yeah, I be laughing, too.
So do all
like,
y'all
keep
your
receipts
on, or do y'all?
No, I turn mine
off. My receipts are on. I'm keeping it real out here. I seen your shit, and I ain't say nothing back.
I'm too clumsy for that. Nah.
When I first got my iPhone, I had my receipts on. Mm-hmm. And then it was cool, because everybody else that I was texting had their receipts on, too. So I was like, cool. Then it got to the point that, people weren't responding. And I was like, well, fuck, I'm not going to respond either. I'm not going to let you know I read your message. Fuck you. Turn these shits off.
Well, I showed you the text message in the group where it was like, why don't you have your red receipts on? I'm like, I turn them off periodically. Like, I feel like every
periodically.
Because Apple has it so you can have red receipts for certain people. Like, I don't have red receipts on for my mother or my grandmother because I already know how they operate. If I don't respond in like 2 or 3 minutes, it's like, well, something's going on.
My mother don't even know what that shit means.
I don't even think my mom knows.
My mom doesn't
even have an
iPhone.
Yeah. My mom got an iPhone. She don't know what that shit
means. My mom lied to me one day. She was like, I said, why didn't you respond to text message? She was like, I didn't see it. I said, it told me that you read it at 9:18 this morning. What you mean you ain't see it? She was like, what do you mean it told you that? I said, it shows me when you read the text message. She's like, I need to figure out how to turn that off. See, people have to be sneaky and don't want to let you know. But now I had mine turned off. I don't think people, I don't know why we want people to know when, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, iPhone will tell you when the message is delivered, so you know that they got it. Unless it turned green, you know what I'm saying? That's something you
got
to worry.
Yeah, that's how I know I got blocked from somebody.
Facts.
Oh, damn. Wait, what? Block the kid?
How do you know again?
Crazy.
When people the message turned green.
Delivered doesn't show up.
Delivered doesn't show up and it just turns green.
Ooh. Yeah, the message will be green.
It's like, damn, kid.
So, like that, like, what happens when you're, like, doing all the conversing and you're starting to feel blown off? Do you, like, say if they didn't read your message in an hour or 2 hours, do you respond back, like, yo, like, what's up? Like, you ain't gonna say nothing? Or
no, that seemed a little desperate. I used to do that.
Yeah, I think the cockiness in me won't allow me to do things like that. And I'll just, like, find somebody else to text.
I don't say shit.
I won't say shit.
I don't say shit. Like, if you respond, like, right. back, if you don't respond back and let me know why you respond back so late, like, I was still on my phone. Because like, cool. 2 hours is so I feel like 2 hours is excessive of response time.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to explain in that text when you respond and let me know what happened. If you wasn't asleep or I had my phone on or was there, I didn't have my phone with me, you got to explain something to me from that point. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, I'm not replying to you for that whole day.
Oh, yeah.
I might say something. I might say something much,
I think the majority of people have their phone next time. I don't believe that people don't have their phone. So I don't believe that people.
Yeah,
I
mean, everybody's always in their phone, yeah.
Right. I can see 30, maybe an hour go by. Like 30 minutes or an hour go by, fine. But not like you really don't respond to like half a day later. Like that's bullshit.
Yeah, the half a day is crazy. But I'm not going to lie. I'm like a chronic fall asleeper. Like, I legit, I've slept through dates. Oh my God. I'm just a terrible
person. How the fuck you sleep through a date?
I slept through the person coming to pick me up. Like, not on purpose. But
I thought you meant y'all out of dinner or something. Y'all asleep.
Once I doze off, I'm just like Inception.
Mosquitoes fucking me up right now.
Yeah,
so when I really be falling asleep, like dudes be thinking I'm lying and stuff, but I really laid out on the couch like this. Mm-hmm. But now I don't have a couch, so that's not my excuse.
So when I always have that. So this, I bring the etiquette, I bring the respect to the table. If I reply late, and it's like, okay, nigga, you replied late this time, I will tell you why. Oh, look, babe, I got your message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing this. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Sorry. I feel like I want the same shit in return. You know what I'm saying? Don't reply late to me and don't tell me shit. Just be like, oh, yeah, shit, we cool.
But here's the gotcha. Here's the gotcha.
Amount of etiquette.
Some people might have you on Do Not Disturb, so they don't even see your message come through.
That's true. I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb.
My phone, well, I'm talking about, like, personal Do Not Disturb. Like, I got about 6 people in my phone that are personally on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, I don't have personals. It's just everybody.
Okay, Chris, can I ask you that? Why do you do that? Why? Because my little sister does that too. I'm like, if I'm trying to get in contact with you for an emergency, why am I going to be disturbed?
For me, it's really not on purpose. My phone just does it, and I don't take it off.
No, I turn mine on in the morning.
Mine just doesn't go off.
This nigga Tony, wow. Tony,
yeah, I don't want you to call me. Please don't call me.
If I turn it off, it'll come back on at like 9 a.m. and then stay on for like till 9 p.m.
Oh, you got yours on the timer. Mine's, no. I turned mine on about 3 weeks ago and I just never turned it off.
So how do y'all feel about like group text etiquette? Like,
oh, I hate that shit. Please don't send it.
A
group text is cool, but don't respond to it. Like, I don't want people to respond like...
Yeah, it depends on the situation. If it's something like we're trying to organize something and plan, it's cool. But if you're just like putting me in a group chat with like 12 people,
we're gonna need group text. We're gonna need group text to find bomb shelters. Matter of fact, we're not gonna have access because everything's gonna be blown up.
Wow. I don't like group text. I don't think anything that I've ever been in a group text about was important enough for me to be in a group text.
Yeah. Now, do you feel like, say if you are a part of a group text or just in text in general and you're out like at the bar, at a club or something like that, or even at, like dinner with your friends, do y'all have like etiquette code for like put your phone away while we out drinking at the bar or something, or is it just a free for all?
No.
Everybody, I only have that if I'm on a date, and then I'll put my phone down or I'll leave it in the car or something.
I will put my phone down if I'm on a date with somebody new.
So would y'all experience?
If it's like date five, fuck you. I'm about to read this text message. The fuck?
Would you experiment with, like, say, like, you go out with your friends, everybody put their phone in the middle of the table, and whoever picks it up first, like, picks up the tab or something, or?
No, we never did that. That's a good idea, though.
I did try that once.
That's a good idea. I never did that.
I think that would, like, cut down on people, like, just talking on their phone the entire time, because I know I'm infamous for that shit. Q's called me out a few times on it. He's like, oh, Greg, man. Like,
I would never pay the tab if we do that, because niggas got wives. They got to answer their phone.
Yep.
Yeah. Nigga, you got the tab.
And then you can put the phone away, but, like, you got an Apple Watch or whatever. You're going to see. Mm-hmm. Like, this shit's going to buzz my wrist. You know?
I know I'm just addicted to my phone. I don't know what it is. Like, I'll pick up my phone and won't even be a message. I'll just have it in my phone anticipating something. Like, either the group me or, like, just anything. Just because I know my phone is in my hand, I'll just be checking it for no reason. So
I used to check text messages. Like, it won't tell me when I'm going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. If I'm, like, bored, then I'll, like, do it. But if not, I could, if I'm having a good time in the situation or the room, I'm going to not check my text messages.
So say if y'all do get, like, you're talking to somebody and y'all get photos, like, say if you just randomly, like, dating multiple people, you single, whatnot, when is it acceptable to actually send photos or ask for photos when it comes to, like, texting and all that?
What kind?
You know what? I feel like that's a conversation that's got to be established beforehand.
Like, I know me and my phone, I try to put everybody, like, first and last name just because I'm getting older and I don't want to have, like, 15, like, Qs or Quentins or something like that in my phone. So I got Q saved.
I feel like for the man, you don't send a photo unless she asks you. And don't ask for one unless she sends you one without, you know what I'm saying? Unless she sends you one without you asking, don't ask for one. Don't ask for one. And don't send one without her asking you for it. You know what I'm saying? That photo shit, I feel like it falls in the line. That falls in the female. That falls in the woman's, that's her power. If she want to do that with you, then do that.
Well, it's funny because I always hear, like, no unsolicited dick pics, but then, like, you know, if a female says or does the same thing, is it acceptable? Like, what if I want nudes that day? Like, you just sent that to me. I wasn't expecting. Most dudes
are what happy. Guy doesn't want nudes that day?
Yeah.
What if you open that shit in the most inappropriate place ever?
I feel
like etiquette is timing. Like, you shouldn't be sending the midday when you know your man at work and he can open a.
But to be fair,
like you know, I'm in my niece's baptism right now.
Those midday days sometimes are good though. That it's like
they are
like playing HQ. Like, oh, I got a nude at 3 o'clock.
You don't want to be like, oh, I can't see.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I've been guilty of like. I'll get on the metro or something, and I forgot that I had X videos open from like a day
ago. Whoa!
And damn window pop. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, hey, what type of filter?
Oh man, I done got hacked,
nigga. Every time somebody asks to use my phone, they use my phone for the internet, and they go to the Safari, Pornhub opens up. I'm like, shit, like get the fuck, like stop, man. You know what I mean?
I'm so that's terrified terrible. To hand people my phone. Like, I feel like that's the one part of me that I cannot share with people because I've had, like, long story, I had a friend that went through my photo album and was sending nudes that somebody had sent me to himself. And I was like, yo, what type of weird-ass dude are you?
So oh, God.
Like, yeah, I had to end that friendship quick. They're like, you going and you sending
what
nudes
what was wrong with this?
You might not want to make those kind of friends anymore.
Yeah. Well, now Apple has the whole thing where you can hide photos and stuff like that. But
for real?
Yeah.
Oh, how?
Well,
tell me now. Let me know my phone. You don't talk me something, man.
Yeah, when you go into
LeBron to the Lakers, breaking news.
When you go into the section of your phone in the photos.
What?
Yes, Chris, you're late.
Hold on.
But that's not a fuck. Look, I know you're late.
We gotta take a second. I'm about to cry, bruh.
A lot of people.
Oh my God, I'm really about to cry, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's LeBron not a big really deal. We already knew he was gone.
LeBron will be the first man to get his
We already knew he was gone. Once his son went to high school, once his son came into the high school in L.A., we knew he was going there. We already knew. But we were just waiting for him to do it.
$154 million. $154 million. 4 years.
I don't understand. Hey. I literally hate the Lakers more than anything.
I'm just glad it's the East Coast.
And the fact that he went to this team when I have to support the team that I hate the most. Oh, my God.
Do you really have to? You don't have to. You don't have to support the Lakers.
I might turn on LeBron.
You know what? You know what he just did? He just submitted to Kobe. I don't care what nobody said.
Yep.
LeBron just submitted to Kobe.
I'm really sad right now. I'm about to cry, dog. I'm really shedding tears. Look at this. This is a real tear.
He retired in a jersey, though. That is going to be insane. Because you know the Lakers going to retire 23. As soon as that man's done.
He's going to be like Wizards. He's going to be like Jordan at the Wizards.
Yep. It is. Oh, boy. LeBron's literally going to have three retired jerseys in the same, like.
LeBron can still play top level. So he ain't going to be going to state, though. That thing goes to the finals?
Yeah, he's going to the finals. There's going to be a major injury on the Warriors. I'm not wishing it.
I think KD got mad because he was like, what the fuck? I didn't play this nigga. I haven't played him in the conference my whole career. Now he's in my conference.
Yep.
I think KD mad.
Yeah.
Go and say about to get the White Howard. Watch.
The White Howard. Oh, no.
So the finals next year is going to be either the Lakers or, you know, what's the name, the Warriors, and then what Eastern Conference team. I was saying it early in the pre-roll. This is the thing.
Them Boston and Philly teams, yeah, they good, I guess, whatever. But the Wizards are not far from them. Wizards can make a good move and come out the East, yeah? Because LeBron is out the East now. The only niggas they couldn't beat was LeBron, for real.
Well, was it an omen after the Caps won? It's like, you know what? Now D.C. might be on the radar now that, you know, Eastern Conference is wide open now. So
it's wide open. The Wizards can get one piece. They don't even need, like, a superstar. They just need one piece. Because John Wall, to me, is a superstar talent.
Yeah. So this,
you know what I mean? And this just need one more nigga.
So one of my friends texts, he was like, conspiracy theory. LeBron knew that this was going to play out this way, and he had the Cavs trade Clarkson and Nash Jr. to get them off of his future team. I feel like that could be plausible. Like, the fact that he literally
– that is plausible.
Yeah, he ended up emptying out the Lakers knowing that he was going to end up getting what he's getting. I don't know. I'm just happy he's not on the East Coast. I don't have to worry about any more.
I mean,
we could have went to Portland for real.
Basically.
C.J. McCollum just went to the Nets.
Wow.
He left Damian Lillard to go to the Nets.
Well, this really just blew my day. I'm so sad now.
So wait a minute. So we're going to end up having, now that PG said, you know, he's going to OKC and he's staying, we're going to have Kawhi, we're going to have LeBron, and who else is going to probably go to Lakers? Maybe Cousins?
DeMarcus Cousins. I know for a fact he got it going over there. Because all the niggas are just waiting to do Kim and Kemba Walker.
Wait, if they get Kemba, that's a –
Kemba Walker and DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, I think they were just waiting for LeBron to make his decision. Okay, we come to L.A. now. Because they can pay all of them. And they trade Lonzo.
I've never been more disgusted with LeBron than I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What's that?
I just hit a photo. The shit lit. I didn't know this was a thing.
What?
This nigga's really in L.A., huh? Like, he's really a Laker, huh?
Yeah.
A Laker. Purple Laker. I don't even look at purple.
Kobe said, bow down, bitch. Kobe said, bow down, bitch. Come to my team, nigga. Come to my franchise, nigga. Be the next me. Fuck Mike.
The Lakers are literally going to have retired jerseys for Kobe and LeBron side by side in that stadium in the Staples Center. Unreal.
That's going to be crazy, right? And it'll be crazy?
No, because now he's doing it to the point where everybody's going to be like, well, LeBron was a better Laker than Kobe. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, really?
Oh, God. You know what, I hope they don't start that argument. Please.
You know Skip going to say something. You know, of course, Shannon. Man,
LeBron is a walking argument.
Bro, I was watching.
LeBron is a walking argument.
I was watching the news, and they said something about LeBron that had nothing to do with LeBron. I was like, wait a minute. Am I watching CSPN or whatever? Like, what in the hell is going on? This is not the news channel for sports. they were like, oh, well, the World Cup is on and Argentina won. And speaking of that, LeBron is like, wait, what? Like, we were just talking World Cup. Now you're talking about LeBron. I don't understand. So as long as he's on the West Coast, I could care less. That means Boston is actually going to get to the finals next year. I'm completely content with that.
God. I mean, it's not – I don't – look, if the Wizards make the right moves, the Wizards could beat Boston.
They can be
Boston. I hope so.
I just don't want everybody
– and Philly. I don't think Philly not that good. I don't care what nobody say. Good,
but my thing is, I don't want all of a sudden everybody being a Wizards fan as a result of, you know, the Wizards being a Wizards now. Like, they could get Cousins and all of a sudden everybody, oh, well, I'm a Wizards fan because the Cats won this year. Like, no, can't do that.
They better not say that.
Because I'm telling you.
You got to think about the superstars in the conference. You got to think about the superstars in the conference. If you think about it, I don't even – DeMar DeRozan, okay, he's cool, but he's a mental midget. He's mentally weak when it comes to the playoffs. John Wall, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons are the only superstars in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just not prepared.
Like superstars besides the Greek Freak. Besides the Greek Freak. Like superstars. Superstar players.
Yeah.
So – LeBron just went to the West with Steph Curry, KD, Chris Paul, James. He went over there with all them niggas.
With everybody.
You know what I mean?
I thought he was honestly going to play with Houston, but I guess he's like...
Russell Westbrook, Paul George.
I don't know. For me, it's hard to gauge LeBron because I want to like the man so bad, but then he do fuck shit all the time. So I'm like...
Yeah.
It's like, I know he's great, but me as a Jordan stan, I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to have this argument with you. Until LeBron wins 6... And that's the pettiest argument I can make, but I'm a petty motherfucker. So, like, give me 6, and then I'm like, cool. Even if he gets, you know, 3 in L.A. or whatever, like, he still ain't Jordan. He ain't even Kobe. So, boy. LeBron. We went from talking text messages. Even, like, we went and had a conversation about texting, and it got to LeBron. Can't escape that, man. Him or Drake.
You're not. Kobe got 5, and you can't discount his rings with Shaq because Kobe was averaging 30 points per game when he got the rings with Shaq.
I am going to guarantee
you can't even. Just people want to discredit that rings he got with Shaq, but
I'm going to guarantee you this: the Kobe and LeBron, who's better as a Laker, is going to happen the first fucking week. If it doesn't happen tonight, they're gonna be like, "Oh, LeBron's a better Laker. Ain't played one game yet." And they be like, "You know what? He's just great." I'm like, "Okay, you go ahead and you say that. I don't believe you, but go for it." Q, how you feel about it?
I mean, I'm with you 100% on that one. Like, it's gonna be a summer of discussion between them. A complete summer of discussion. Get ready for 3 months of is LeBron better? Is Kobe better?
I'll never understand. I'm glad that, you know, LeBron did this early and didn't wait until, like, August and shit, because at that point, it would have honestly just been him. Now you can worry about the Kawhis and who they're going to get. But, honestly, how much salary cap space do they have, the Cavs?
Cavs, none.
They got a lot now.
No.
Because they overpaid Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith.
They have no space. Like,
and LeBron gave them contracts. LeBron made him pay them niggas.
And what pick did Cleveland have this year after the trade?
They got Colin Sexton with the 8th pick.
Wow. So literally he left them with nothing. He's like every Kardashian after dating a rapper or a ball player. Jesus. Wow. Whew. LeBron. Which means you're going to see Rihanna at every game next year. Every single week.
Oh yeah, Rihanna gonna be there.
That's the only good thing about this whole thing.
She gonna be.
That's her boo. LeBron, her boo.
Yep. Oh boy. I can't do it. So what else we have to talk about on this bonus episode before we try to close out? Because we try to keep a limit. So Tony, what you have going on?
Man, I'm trying to figure out what's going on for 4th of July.
Oh. I forgot the 4th of July. Do y'all have
exactly.
off work
early? Well, let me take it back. I'm trying to figure out what's going on for July 4th. I don't really care about 4th of July. I care about July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. We having some kind of cookout, family get-together. I got to figure out who cooking, what, who doing what. What y'all doing?
Me personally, mm-hmm. I don't have anything planned, but then again, hello? I just used to just show up to everybody's stuff. So.
Yeah, I might, you know, I might just cool it at the crib, to be honest. Go upstairs, see the works. Mm-hmm. And now.
Yeah, people got to discern what's fireworks and gunshots, because I was at somebody's house 2 days right ago. Now. I went to somebody's house 2 days ago out here. And she's like, oh, they out here shooting fireworks early. Oh, that's what we call it. Now, sound like gunshots. You got to say, well, get in the house.
Well, I'm going to get fucked, so I won't be doing shit.
Now, I'm not tripping or not, but didn't we used to, wasn't it a thing where you used to get the day before or the day after for the 4th of July off? I know nowadays you get off the 3rd, like at 3 o'clock, but that don't count when you ain't going to get home till 5, 6 o'clock anyway, because everybody leaving at the same time. And then you got traffic from people going out of town still. But
yeah, I might take off the 5th.
I might have to myself, mainly because my boss is out of the office. So
or like, take half day. I'm not pulling up till 1 regardless. Mm-hmm.
Well, they told us, they were like, as long as you just do 5 hours just straight and you can just leave at 3 o'clock. So I was like, okay, if I get there at 8, I can leave at 2. Great. And I ain't taking a lunch break either, so yeah.
Yeah, I might pull up at like 6, be out at noon.
Well, what's that event that we were talking about in the group that, you know, is supposed to be happening on Eventbrite? The one that, what was it, no burgers, no hot dogs or something like that?
Oh, at Big Chief?
Yeah. I might do that. I might end up pulling up with a Wendy's bag because, you know.
It's your midnight barbecue at Big Chief.
No, when is
that?
Wednesday. That's the 4th of July night. It's on the 4th on the night time at 12.
No, I thought it was during the day.
No, it's a midnight barbecue.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Yeah, on the 4th.
Well.
Oh, see, I can't do that.
It's a midnight barbecue.
Is
that Big Chief? I don't.
I mean, you don't have to go to work on Thursday. You know, Thursday. You know, there's always gonna be a Thursday. You feel me?
What?
Yeah,
that's true. But I mean,
you can take this one off. You'll get another one.
Advice.
I'm taking off, so I can't really do that. But
I'm going to Miami Friday, so I gotta go to work Thursday.
Oh, yeah. CJ. Oh, Liddy.
Thank you.
I gotta move out here.
Like, where am I going? Oh, boy.
This your first time in Miami, or you been before?
I've been before. We're going for my sister's birthday. But this the first time we got an Airbnb though.
Oh yeah.
We ain't going to a hotel. We got Airbnb. We got a house. So it's like this is the first time and the house by the beach.
Oh, that's
so
lit.
That shit could be lit. You know what I'm saying?
I wish we would have thought about Airbnbs like years ago, like when I was actually doing travel mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Because like you said, I used to do hotels mm-hmm. and stuff when I did Miami. And Miami is nice, but in a hotel, you only want to be there in Miami for like 2-3 days. It's like Vegas for me now.
I think the Airbnbs mm-hmm. are great when you leave the country. I don't feel like when I look stuff like online, for, like in the country stuff, I'd be like, well, what is this? Like, this some bull. But then I look at stuff for, like, outside. When I was in Cuba, we stayed in the Airbnb. So I'm like, I always advocate for Airbnbs for international travel. I ain't really seen that.
And I think it's where you're going where it matters, too. Because, like, they had Airbnbs in Palm Springs, California mm-hmm. that look very retro and nice houses that you can't just rent out. You know what I'm saying?
You just got to make sure you don't.
And I thought that was cool. But if you're, like, going to Greenbelt, Maryland and getting the Airbnb.
Look, man, my little brother called me. He was like, hey, you coming down for my probate? I was like, yeah, let me, money contact, let me see what I can find on Airbnb. I lie to you not, it was like niggas Airbnb and like tents.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tent.
Oh, no. See, some things just.
You could get a tent. I've seen
it. I can bring my own goddamn tent and put it somewhere.
Or a trailer.
Wait, they literally had tents for an Airbnb.
Tents, like a camping tent.
Yeah, you could get a trailer too. I've seen that before.
Mm-mm. Well, how are y'all? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to end this one. We at our 40-minute mark. So, obviously, we're going to have another podcast early this week on Tuesday. It'll probably get posted on Wednesday for the 4th, but until then, if we don't hear from y'all, happy 4th of July for everybody else. Let the people know what y'all social media is so they can follow you on Twitter and all that.
Yes, follow me at Chris Cash DC on all platforms. I'm on IG. I'm on Twitter.
Hit me on Instagram at Killer Season. Season spelled CEESON.
Q, where can they find you at?
On Twitter at QDZ1906. It's QDEEZY1906. And on Instagram at YourChildsTeacher1906.
And Tony, how can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at TonyTheArtist, DAARTIST06. TonyTheArtist06. I had to kind of spell it out for myself.
And you can actually follow us all at YBABpod@gmail.com for obviously email letters. And you can follow us at YBABpod on Twitter, Instagram, and even on Facebook. We have a Facebook group now. So until
Follow Rich's Clothes. Follow at Rich's Clothing also. Got a clothing line for y'all.
Yeah.
At Rich's Clothing.
Yeah. Plug everything. Everything. So, saying that to say this, until we talk to y'all on Tuesday.
Yes, bye, good people.
Bye.